I'm Todd Hatton. You're listening to Sounds Good here on WKMS, and I'm joined in the studio by Kate Lochte and on the phone by Marion Mason, President and CEO of the Christian County Chamber of Commerce.
Hi, Marion.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is the silliest thing. I was thinking of how to begin our conversation, and the first thing that popped into mind was, are you and Michelle Obama the same height?
Oh, wow. That's a great first question. I love that. You've really become a terrific interviewer. I don't know if anybody's told you that, but I've listened to your interviews over the years and really are good. That's a great question. I don't know. I think we're probably pretty close when I put on some heels. I'm 5'11 in my stocking feet, but when I put on some heels, I'm probably about 6'2", so I would guess we're pretty darn close.
Well, I'm saying
I'd love
that
to
only
have the opportunity.
No, you were with her. You were with her, I thought.
Well, we were in the same room, Kate. I was still probably about a good 30 feet away from her. You know how the security is around those folks, but she's definitely a tall drink of water, as they say down in Texas. Yeah. And so am I guess.
Well, Marion, you were with WKMS. You left in 1999, and you've done a whole lot of stuff.
Makes your head spin, doesn't it?
On Facebook, I love it when it says, CEO and President, Christian County Chamber of Commerce, PEST, University of Electronic Science and Technology of China, and Wayne County Chamber of Commerce. So connect the dots.
Try being ADHD and married to a Navy guy that loves to travel, and that's what you've got. So, we've done a lot. We've done a lot of traveling, married to a retired Navy guy who does really enjoy traveling. And, we were in Murray when I was working for you guys. That was early 90s, 94, I want to say, 93, 94. And from there, we were in Connecticut a year. Then we went to the UK for 2 years, Alabama for 7. We got there a month before Hurricane Ivan hit Pensacola, and then it was Dennis, Rita, Katrina, Ike, and then the BP oil spill. So we got out of there and went to North Carolina, where I worked for my second chamber there, and then to China because my husband had lived in Taiwan when he was in his early 20s, wanted to go back, see if he could remember the language. I said, okay, why not? So he found us a teaching job at a university, and we taught English in Chengdu, China, which is southwest China near Tibet. Beautiful, beautiful area. Think Texas. It's the southwestern portion of the country. So they have the hot and spicy food. It's the Sichuan area. And kind of laid back, really relaxed. People are playing mahjong in the streets near the tea houses and just having a good time. Then you go to Beijing, and it's like there's police everywhere, and they're checking your purses. So it's completely different. We were glad to be in Chengdu. And from there, I came back to Murray to take care of my aging father, who passed away a year ago, and threw my hat in the ring for Christian County, and here I am. That's the long and the short of it.
And recently, there was a big splash about the First Lady visiting Fort Campbell, talking about connecting vets with jobs, and that's an ongoing initiative for you.
It really, really is. Fort Campbell's in our backyard. Interesting, Fort Campbell is kind of divided. Half of it is in Kentucky, half of it is in Tennessee. We're fortunate that we've got the post office because the address is Fort Campbell, Kentucky. So she is joining forces with Dr. Jill Biden, and that's literally the name of their initiative, Joining Forces. And they came to speak to the soldiers at Fort Campbell. We were fortunate to be able to have representation on a panel that talked about what Christian County is trying to do to connect the vets who are really getting cut. There's a big drawdown, as you know, going on with the Army. And we're trying to catch those guys and connect them to jobs in Christian County so they stay here. They tend to like the area once they're here, and they get to know people, and they don't necessarily want to leave. Fortunately, our industrial park has 15 major international companies that are expanding by 800 jobs over the next year and a half. So it seems like a no-brainer just to be able to connect those vets to these businesses who need a strong workforce that's trainable, and those guys are certainly trainable.
And that fits right in with the growth of Christian County and the fact that Hopkinsville continues to, I think, be one of the fastest growing communities in the Commonwealth.
It is. It's we're kind of linked into the MSA here with Clarksville, so they consider us the second fastest growing MSA in the country. And of course, Clarksville's on fire. Nashville is on fire. It's kind of just coming straight north, and we're hoping to get some of that overflow.
Yeah, I got that. Have that fancy, fancy interchange on I-24.
Yeah. How about that? And they want more. That's part of one of the legislative agenda pieces is, trying to get another interchange. They say Lafayette over here. I always want to say Lafayette, but it's Lafayette in Christian County is how you say that. So, yeah, they're working very hard on the interstate, trying to make sure the designation is there as an interstate for the breadth of Penny Rail Parkway and all that. They're working so many different initiatives going on, lots of stuff happening.
So in addition to transportation, what are the other agenda items on your plate to lobby for?
Oh, my goodness. We just got the Breathitt Vet Center, which was a huge, huge win for us. And of course, that will be a plus for Callaway County as well, and really just for the whole region. Dr. Wade Northington, who you probably know, is heading up Breathitt Vet Center over here. That's a fascinating, fascinating complex. And I'm not sure if people are aware, but one of their main goals is to really ensure that our food supply is properly protected for this region. If there's ever any question or any problem or any disease that is introduced into our food supply, that's what Breathitt Vet Center is really all about. They're going to make sure that we're protected in this area. And that's a big concern for a lot of countries. As you know, you've watched the news and you've seen that this, especially in China, speaking of China, I mean, there was a village over there while we were living over there where farmers were putting melamine into the milk supply because it was actually making it stretch and go farther, and it almost wiped out an entire village. I hope we never have problems like that over here, but certainly if we ever see any of those things, they are going to be on it. So that's a wonderful thing for our area.
Indeed, and it's been many years of work to achieve.
It is.
Now, let me ask you, I hear tell of a competition about an entrepreneurial business plan. What is this about?
We are trying to encourage people to become entrepreneurs in Christian County. Most economic developers and most economists will tell you that it's the business community, and it's typically existing businesses that grow our workforce. So we want to try to encourage more and more people to look at starting their own businesses, trying to become as successful as they possibly can, and trying to employ as many people as they possibly can. So a few years ago, the Chamber decided to put their money where their mouth is and offer $10,000 worth of services, and this includes everything from printing your business cards to marketing your business and so on. And they have a big, big competition. They narrow it down to 10 entrants, and then they have to do a business plan, and then they have to do a pitch in front of a panel of judges as to why they should win. And it's finally narrowed down to 3 and then to 1. And that winning entrepreneur-to-be actually gets help getting their business set up. And last year's winner, I believe, was a frozen yogurt company here in Hopkinsville called Tangy Roots. And they're still doing well. In fact, they're right across the street from the Chamber, and I go over there all the time. And I suspect I'll be going there a lot more as the weather gets hotter.
For sure. Well, you've got your hands full, and I understand that you're also driving as you speak. So
Actually, I've parked, so I'm good. I'm actually in the shade and parked. But yeah, there's a lot to do. I think Hopkinsville and Christian County is growing. We're happy about that. They want to grow in the right way. They don't want sprawl. They want it to be smart growth, controlled growth. Lots of positive things happening here, and it's really a pleasure to be back home.
Excellent, Marion. Marion Mason is CEO and president at the Christian County Chamber of Commerce, and we will definitely keep in touch.
Thank you so much, Kate.